for the New Year's message today, I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. I'm going to read verse number 4. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4, you'll recognize this chapter, of course, as a great roll call of the faithful. Numerous ones are numbered here in Hebrews 11. We're going to single out today Abel in 11:4, Hebrews 11:4, and bring a message about a lasting legacy. If there's anything in your life that you'd want to leave, I'm not primarily talking about at your death, that too, but that you want to leave from 2017 into 2018, it ought to be a good legacy, shouldn't it? Amen. Amen. Look at it in Abel's life in Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. What a lasting legacy Abel left. He being dead yet speaketh. He left something that's gone on for hundreds and hundreds and multiplied hundreds of years beyond the life that he lived. And God testifies that Abel was a righteous man. His witness outlasts him hundreds of years. Beloved, I hope and pray that our witness will outlast us hundreds of years if God tarries his coming. And I trust it'll be a good witness as the witness was of Brother Abel here. We all want to leave a good legacy, don't we? I believe in your heart you really do. I do. Even our presidents, you know, one of the last things you always hear them say prior to their going out of office, they want to leave a legacy of some sort. They want to leave a good legacy that their successors might remember them by, or to operate by, or to make things better than they were when they came into office. So it's not uncommon for even presidents to want to leave a good legacy when they go out of office. Well, we're not hopefully going out of office, and I hope we're not going to die, but we will sometime. But we're going out of a year, 2017. We're going out of this year swiftly now. Just tomorrow will be a brand new year. So we want to be sure we leave a good legacy. And I believe the greatest legacy any of us or all of us could leave going out from 2017 to 2018 would be a good, I mean a good Christian witness. A good Christian life. A good Christian legacy would be the most important thing I believe in your heart that you'd want to leave throughout this year. Now, we need to ask ourselves, every one of us, a personal question from me to me and from you to you. As this year closes, what kind of legacy are we going to leave going into a new year? We're all going to leave some kind of legacy. I trust and I pray it would be a good one, like Abel left when he left this world. Or it can be another kind of legacy like some others we do know of who's had rather terrible legacies that they left behind them. So we're going to leave a legacy going into the new year. Good one or bad one, nonetheless. I want it to be said of me, and I'm sure you want it to be said of you, the legacy that I want to leave going into this new year from the old is a good Christian life. That's the greatest blessing, I guess you could say, of all the things is to live a good Christian life. Live for Christ. There's four things about a lasting legacy that I want to explore with you this morning. As we're leaving out this year, going into a new, I want us to leave a legacy of living, giving, serving, and witnessing. Now, if you find yourself, as we share these thoughts, if you find yourself deficient in any one or all of them or just some of them, it's a good time now for God to make those corrections in your life going into a new year, if our Lord tarries His coming and doesn't come for us, He'll give us an opportunity to improve our legacy going into the new year over how it might have been coming out from this 2017. Now, let me share those things with us. Four things, first of all. I want to leave a good legacy of good Christian living. Abel did. The Bible says, and God says Himself, and the Bible testifies that Abel lived a righteous life. He lived a righteous life before God, and he lived a righteous life before man. I believe you want to leave that kind of legacy going into the new year, wouldn't you? Amen. A good life of living for God. Can that be said of us looking at 2017? How have you lived for Christ in 2017, which is all but now come to a conclusion? You can't go back and change a thing that's ever taken place all through these last 365 days. They're there. They're on history. They're going into the annals of history. You can't go back and change them. What we need to ask ourselves is, how have I lived this past year? I don't mean just living. The very fact that we're here today testifies that we've lived through another year. I'm talking about, how have you lived your life for Christ Jesus this past year? Have you tried to live for Him? There's an old hymn that kind of comes to my mind. We don't sing it much anymore. Maybe we ought to. It's a good hymn. It's called Living for Jesus. It goes something like this: Living for Jesus, through earth's little while, striving to please Him, gaining His smile, giving Him allegiance, glad-hearted and true. This is a pathway of blessing for me. It says, O Jesus Christ, our Savior, I give myself to Thee. I own no other master but You. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, just living to gain His smile, giving allegiance to Him. Have we lived our life? Has that been our goal this past year? To have lived, I mean really lived for Jesus? That's a legacy I want to leave this year. I want to leave the legacy that I have loved my Lord and I have lived for Him the best of my knowledge with His grace and His help in my life. Abel left this life with a testimony, a legacy like that. He lived for God, and God testifies, and the Word of God testifies that the gifts that He gave, the life that He lived, were excellent, the Bible says. And God testifies of him that his witness, his legacy, you might say, has lived on and on and on for years and years and years. Let me ask us something. What is our legacy going to say about us when we have lived out this year and it's gone? What will they say about us this past year? Have you lived for Jesus? Will they say that about you? Will they say that about me? What will you leave behind going into this new year? And we're going to come down to the end of the way one day, and we're going to pass this life, because it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Amen? Amen. When my life has been lived and my days are closed here and yours too, what will your legacy be that you really leave behind when you're gone on? Will it speak and testify that you lived your life for Jesus? You lived your life a righteous life before God and before man. Think about it, beloved. It's a sobering question. How have I lived for Jesus this past year? That's important. I want to leave a good legacy of living for Jesus as we go into a new year. But there's a second thing. I want to leave a legacy of giving. When I go into this new year, and when I go out of this world, I want a good legacy of giving to my Lord. The Bible says of Abel that the gifts that he brought to God were more excellent. They were the gifts that God prescribed. It was a way to honor God in the way God had told them they should do. and he came the prescribed way, and his gifts honored God, and God said they were excellent gifts. If I were to ask you, and I do ask us, what's the greatest gift that you've given to the Lord Jesus this past year? Of all the things you have given to the Lord, what would you say in your own heart was the greatest gift that you've given to the Lord this past year? I'm going to answer for us the right answer, and if you don't answer this correct answer, then your answer is wrong. I'm sorry. The greatest gift you could give to Jesus is yourself. Amen. The greatest gift that our God expects of us is to, first of all, give ourselves unto the Lord. Amen. If you have never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and claimed Him as your Lord and Savior and repented of your sins and asked Him to come into your heart and save you, what better time than right now as this world closes out another year? You can begin a new year with a new you. Amen? Amen. So the great giving legacy would be, first of all, we gave ourselves to the Lord. But you can't talk about just giving ourselves without giving gifts, treasures. We've just studied about the three wise men coming and bringing very expensive gifts, tribute to the king. You can't talk about a giving legacy and not talk about finances. It's a part of it. You can't separate it. So we must ask ourselves, what have we given financially to the Lord this past year that's closing out this day? Now, would your legacy of giving be a help to others if they knew what you gave? And they don't know, and I don't know. Nobody knows but you and the Lord. You know what you've given to the Lord this past year. If someone knew how much you gave, would it encourage them to be generous and liberal and free with their giving? Would it be a good example to them to follow your legacy of giving that you've given to the Lord this past year? Or would your example be one they'd want to avoid at all costs? So you see, a legacy of giving has to include giving of ourselves, yes, but giving of our finances as well. When the Lord saves us, He puts His Holy Spirit in our heart, and we then want to give of the first fruits of all our labor, not some leftover, not something that's just left, some little bit or piece somewhere, some little pendants that we want to give God. We want to give of the first fruits. We want to give liberally, and we want to give cheerfully and regularly unto our precious Lord. Would God be pleased with your giving last year? You have to answer that for yourself. Would He say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Or would He have to chastise us for being disobedient in our giving? See, it's very important. It's of grave importance. A legacy of living. A legacy of giving. Things you must answer for yourself. Well, you've got to remember what God told the Israelites way back in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Moses wrote and he said this. You got to remember, Israel. He said, "It is God who giveth you the power to get wealth." So whatever you have under your stewardship, you don't own anything, you don't possess anything, we just are given stewardship over whatever it is God gives us. But it's God who gives us the power to get whatever it is that we've got. So we must be honest with Him. We must be faithful to Him. We must give to Him. We must live for Him. Then there's a third area. I want to leave a legacy of living for Jesus, giving to Jesus. But I want to leave a legacy this year going into the new year, a legacy of serving the Lord Jesus. Above everything else in our lives, we need to understand when the Lord Jesus saves us, He saves us to serve. He saves us to serve Him. Think about your service to the Lord this past year. Can't go back and change it now. Just think about it. Your service to the Lord this past year. Have you really served the Lord? Or have you just come to church and sat down and expect the church and the musicians and the singers and the preacher to entertain you or to serve you or to just spiritually bottle feed you throughout the year? Have you just sat there and expected everybody else to serve you? Jesus said, I didn't come here to be served. He said, I came to minister, not to be ministered to. And that truth holds true for us. He saves us for us to serve others. It comes down almost like one of these sports games. You go to an arena, you go to a stadium, you go to an auditorium somewhere. You're either a spectator or you're a participator. We've got to ask ourselves, what have I been this past year in serving the Lord? Have I been a spectator who just comes and watches what goes on and say, you know, entertain me, thrill me, feed me, serve me, do for me, do for me, and do for me? That's a spectator mentality. God wants us to be participators and to serve Him. He saves us to serve Him. Have you been faithful to serve the Lord this past year? You have to answer that for yourself, and you alone with the Lord. Would the service that you have rendered to the Lord Jesus this past year, would it be a legacy that someone else could look at and say this? I want to serve the Lord like that person did. I want to live for Jesus like that person did. I want to give to the Lord like that person did. I want to serve the Lord just like they did. If you can't say that, you don't think somebody else will say that about you, then we need to make some amends going into the new year. So, the third legacy I want to leave is that I have served my Lord this past year. With His help, by His grace, have I done all that I could have done for the Lord? Oh, no. Have you done all you could have done for the Lord? You'd have to say no. Have we all served Him the best that we can? No, we haven't. But there's another year. If the Lord tarries His coming and doesn't come for us, there's another year looming just one day out there. And if He tarries His coming, we will have an opportunity in the new year to live for Him, to give to Him, and to serve Him. But there's a fourth thing I want to share. I want to leave a legacy this past year into the new year, a legacy of living, giving, serving. But I want to leave a legacy of witnessing. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. I want to leave a legacy of witnessing to others of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You know, over the many years as a pastor, I've had more than one person say, and this was from the first church I ever pastored, a lady shared something. You wouldn't know her if I told you. Amanda would. She's the only one. I was talking to her about witnessing, telling others about Jesus. And you know what she told me? It staggered me as a new pastor. She said, well, preacher, here's the way I look at it. If God wants them saved, He'll save them. I thought, well, hallelujah. Wasn't that a brilliant deduction? How did you get saved? Somebody came and told you about Jesus, didn't they? Didn't somebody witness to you and tell you that you were lost and you needed Jesus as your Savior and the Spirit of God convicted you and then you gave your life to the Lord? Well, yeah, that's how it happened. Well, what's wrong with you trying to tell somebody else what Jesus has done for you and what He wants to do for them? Oh, it's just so hard, preacher, to witness. Did Jesus ever say it would be easy? No, it's not easy. But I want to tell you this. When the Holy Ghost of God comes in your heart, when you get saved, God puts Him in there. And I'm going to tell you something. If you'll depend upon the witness of the Holy Spirit of God in your heart, He'll take care of witnessing to others about Jesus Christ. And Jesus will be lifted up. He'll be magnified. He'll be glorified. He'll be praised. And He will be worshiped. You don't have to have a seminary degree to witness to somebody. You don't have to go to Bible college. All you have to do is be saved and know you're saved and let the Spirit of God work through you. Just tell somebody else what Jesus has done for you and what He wants to do for them if they'll let Him. That doesn't take a 13-week course to teach somebody how to tell somebody about Jesus. Has He done anything for you? Well, if He has, tell somebody. Let me ask you this. I have to ask myself too. Has there been one person that you have really witnessed to about their faith in Jesus this past year? Amen. One person. Amen. Or more. Amen. See, this kind of brings my mind back to another old hymn that we used to sing in my home church years ago. That old hymn goes like this. Must I go and empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet Him, must I empty-handed go. Listen to me. You don't have to go to meet Jesus one day face to face and be empty-handed and not one soul with which to greet Him. Doesn't have to be. Shouldn't be. In your life or mine, we need to tell somebody. Because somebody told me, somebody told you, and the only way you can thank God for that is for you to tell somebody else about what the Lord has done. Well, I trust and I pray and I ask you to make it a personal goal in your life. If the Lord tarries His coming into the new year, you'll make a goal in your life to share Jesus Christ witness with at least one or more persons this new year. Tell somebody what Jesus has done for you and what He'll do for them if they'll let Him. You see, when our legacy's gone, like the life of Abel, it's gone. After we move on out of this world, the question comes back again to me. What will I leave behind? What will you leave behind? When all the so-called fluff of this world's passed away, what will you really leave behind? What are we going to leave as a church behind as 2017 goes away and 2018 starts tomorrow? What will be our church's legacy? What will be our personal legacy? Can you say with certainty, I'm going to leave this world a legacy of living for Jesus, of giving to my Lord Jesus, to serving my Lord Jesus, and to witnessing for my Lord Jesus? I know in your heart you want to do that. If you're saved by the grace of God, you want to do that. It's in here. God puts it in here. And He'll get it out if we'll just yield to Him. As Peter said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He cares about how you live. He cares about how you give. He cares about how you serve. And He cares about how you witness. Why would He leave us in this world if it were not to live for Him and to support Him in your giving and to serve Him by your talent and your time and to tell others by witnessing about Him? There'd be no point in Him leaving us here were it not for those things. What good would we be without leaving those kinds of legacies for others behind us? Listen, I'm one of those who was one of the others behind when somebody told me about Jesus and they passed this life. They left a legacy of witnessing to me. I'm one of those who was one of the others that heard. I dare say you are too. What's going to happen when we leave this year and we leave this life? What about the others that are behind us? Beloved, listen. Our nation is raising a generation of young people who are for the most part heathen. Not being critical, being honest. Our younger generation are for the most part heathen. They don't know a thing about the Lord. They need to know. And how are they going to know if you and I don't share with them? They're not going to get it off the internet. It's not going to come through some board game somewhere. It's got to come through you and I. It has to. So think about it, beloved. Think about it. And purpose in your heart that maybe you have been deficient this past year in one of these four areas, or maybe them all, I don't know. Make a promise to God. But don't you make a promise to God. Listen to me carefully. Don't you make a promise to God. This is not a New Year's resolution. This is a vow. This is a commitment. And God said it's better for you. You don't make a commitment that if you make it and then don't keep it. So if you promise God, if you vow to God that you're going to do these things, live for Him, give to Him, serve Him, witness for Him, you better be sure that you intend to carry it out. Because God will hold you responsible for the vows you make. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, what better time could it be? As the new year comes upon us, the old year closing out, to enter the new year as a new you. Many of us who know the Lord know how we've lived this past year. We know what we've given. We know how we've served. We know how we've witnessed. And I dare say every single one of us could say it could have been better in all four areas than it was. With God's help, God give us grace. God give us help. Give us opportunity. And help us to take advantage of every new opportunity our Lord gives us. Because listen, beloved, I believe Jesus is coming real soon. Amen. If you just look at the turn of events around the world, you'd have to come to that conclusion. So let us be a church. Let us be a person. Let us be an individual who leaves a lasting legacy like Abel. Amen. Let's bow together and pray. Lord, I thank You that You give us opportunity to leave that kind of legacy behind us. We must confess, all of us must confess, we fall so far short of everything You want us to be and everything You want us to do. But Lord, help us confess our sins. And we know that You're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us and send us forth into a new year, as many days as You may give, or even another new year. Lord, send us into this new year with the very goal upon our heart to leave a better legacy this year than we have in the year that's closing. Maybe there's someone who needs to come today to give their heart and life to the Lord Jesus and start a brand new year with a brand new life. May they come today. Whatever those needs may be in our lives, Lord, You're here to meet them and to embark upon us a new year with Your grace and with Your help. May we bring honor and glory to You and leave something for the others who follow us in days to come would be our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.